I never know when to stop.
When I run out of breath.
Oh, okay. I just keep going. All right.
Welcome
to
Two
Drunk
Babies. Today we are drunk on
milkshakes.
Milkshakes.
Made from strawberries, yeah.
And milk.
And milk.
And shakes.
Mostly milk, I think.
Mostly milk is what it seemed like.
And very large chunks of strawberries. We were quite unimpressed.
I mean, I was impressed with the strawberries.
Oh, really?
I mean, I like strawberries.
I do too,
which
actually.
Which is why I got a strawberry milkshake.
They felt... Never mind. I almost
they
said
felt
something.
Like they were frozen and then thawed out.
Yeah. How did you know that is what I was going to say?
I think because the texture was frozen.
Uh-huh.
And then thawed out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm honestly not sure if it's because they were literally frozen and thawed out, or if because they were frozen because they were in a milkshake and then thawed out because they sat in my car for 17 minutes as I drove to your house.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
All right. So did, I thought of a game to play.
Oh, I like games.
Okay. All right. This one's called Strip Club or Restaurant in Portland.
This is going to be a hard game.
We'll start easy.
Okay.
Salties.
Oh, Jesus. Strip club.
Restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the...
Oh, boy.
It's on Marine Drive.
Okay.
I guess I should have started with Fire on the Mountain.
Okay, that's a restaurant. I know. But they really missed an opportunity. Then I guess they still do have an opportunity if they wanted to
still turn it into a strip
hot
club.
Wings, hot wings.
Yeah, I mean, like, cause there's the Handy Slut. What's it really called? The Sandy Hut.
The Sandy Hut.
Like, I mean, it's got the nickname the Handy Slut.
It does.
I've heard. I'm not the first to have said that.
Oh, interesting. To learn something new every day.
But I feel like. You know, they could also embrace being a strip club.
Yeah, easily.
So.
The Sandy Hut. That could be a euphemism for something.
Being a handy slut.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Or your vagina
yeah.
on the beach.
In an uncomfortable state.
All right. Okay. Golden Dragon.
Oh, boy. I think that's a strip club.
It is.
Yes!
I would imagine it's probably also a restaurant.
It's gotta be a restaurant somewhere.
But I didn't do enough research. Casa Diablo.
Ooh, strip club.
Yes. It's the vegan strip club.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one. I think they do stripperoki.
No, that was a different one.
Oh, never mind.
I didn't put it on here, though. Club 21.
Oh, I think that's a restaurant.
It is. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that's right. They closed down, right?
Yeah, they're building probably more apartments.
Ah.
For the longest time, since it was by my apartment, I thought it was a strip club. And then I learned that it was originally like a steakhouse. And then
Club 21?
Yeah.
Oh. Side note. But do you have to be 21 to get into a strip club?
I don't know.
Or 18?
I would assume 18.
Maybe if it's also a bar, you have to be 21? I'm not really sure.
I would assume they just check your ID. I don't know.
Okay.
If you're under 21, but above 18, and wanting to go to a strip club in Oregon, I guess hit us up on social media.
To tell us if you succeeded.
Oh, I thought we were just going to do like a...
Oh, are we going to go?
Follow them around.
Oh, yeah. I
gotta
mean,
be investigative
okay.
journalists.
Yeah. That seems like quality stuff.
Yeah. Okay. This one, if you don't get it...
Okay.
Christina's going to be so mad. Can you guess? Can you guess just by that?
Oh, Acropolis?
Yep.
That's definitely a strip club. Because I've been there. With Christina.
But you also probably got a good steak, right?
I actually didn't eat steak. I got a breakfast burrito. It was okay. I wouldn't do it again.
Okay. Aviary.
I wish it was a strip club. I'm pretty sure it's a restaurant, right?
It is. It is a restaurant. Stag.
That has got to be a strip club.
It is. I actually saw it biking home one night, and that's what made me think of this
as a game. I think I know where it is, too.
It's in Old Town.
Yeah. Okay.
Last but not least, the Hairy Lobster.
Oh, man. Restaurant?
It is.
Okay.
That one may also be on Marine Drive. I think I was just driving down Marine Drive and was like, oh, man.
Look at all these things.
All of these could be strip clubs. In fact, maybe that one was a strip club and I just saw...
The food operates?
I assumed it was a restaurant.
How many of those did I get right?
I don't know. I wasn't keeping track.
I feel like... I think I only got maybe one or two wrong.
Well, we can go back with the magic of editing and find out.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that was a fun game. If you owned a strip club, what would you name it?
Oh, God.
I think I would probably try to go with something like... Nah, I got nothing. I don't know. It's harder than it sounds. It's not like a pho restaurant where you could just... There's so many
just
plays on words.
About pho?
Yeah. But for a strip club, like, what kind of strip club would I want to run? I'd want it to be all-inclusive, so men and women.
What about, like, animals? Not like they'd be in the shows, but, well...
Wait. Yeah.
No.
Animals... No.
No.
I thought, at first I was like, furries? No. No.
No. No. So no furries are allowed at your strip club?
No. Well, as strippers, I don't think that's the crowd that I'm trying to get.
What if it was, like, college mascots?
Oh, that'd be... I feel like that's an even smaller segment of people to come to a strip club to see, a mascot, like a Spartan mascot strip that's just kind of...
Oh, that's actually, like, I was thinking, like a cougar.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'd be in those big...
So that's actually interesting. You could get, like, an overlap, right? You could get the furries, people who like furries, and the people who like mascot stripping. That's a good idea. And if you add, like... I don't know, what's another thing we could add to that?
Steak.
Or if you wanted to attract the vegan crowd.
Hmm. We will not be getting pita there, though.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
No. That's for sure.
I'm thinking, like... I don't know. Furry Palace? Is the strip club name for that, maybe?
Yeah. I can see that working.
Okay. I'm also trying to think of, like, gardening strip club. Where you, like, come out and you're, like... shucking corn.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Do you stay fully clothed the whole time, or yep. Are you naked?
No. Maybe you'd be in, like, those overalls without a shirt underneath, but it's, like, men, so it's, you know, you're still not really seeing anything.
It's men shucking corn all day long.
What's
the kind of crowd that you hope to attract?
Well, I guess what I would want to do is, like, people would be like, oh, yeah, phallic plants, and, like, vagina-shaped flowers, and they'll go, and it'll only be, like, once. Like, maybe what it would be is, like, the insiders, like, that would be the name, and it would just be an inside joke with people in Portland, where whenever their friends came to visit, they'd be like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to the strip club. And then it's just, like, people peeling petals off of flowers, or shucking corn.
Or, like, waving an eggplant over their head.
Yeah.
Slowly, though, because I think that's more seductive if it's slowly.
That's true. You gotta own it.
You really do. That's a good idea. I think we should start that business plan. I think if there's anything that Portlanders truly love, it's playing tricks on people from out of town. And somehow encouraging them to never come back to Portland.
Every time my family visits, all two times, I'm always like, we can go to a strip club and eat steaks.
It doesn't work, does it?
Ha ha, very funny.
They don't, why not? What about that is unappealing to them? Is it the steaks?
Yes. You know, Texans.
They're not big meat eaters, I hear.
Well, it's not that. It's that they're so... They only eat it if it's good.
Mm.
But they're not willing to take the chance to see if something's good because they're so small-minded about things.
Oh, I see.
About cow-related things.
I was
not anything else in life, but just cow-related things.
Mm.
And so they can only believe that a good burger or a good steak or a good cup of milk or a good stick of butter, whatever you want.
We get a lot of stuff from cows, don't we?
Yeah, good leather boots, leather belt.
Cheese?
They like cheese. But it all has to come from Texas.
Oh, why?
You know, because that's their native
shop local,
state.
Buy local.
Yeah. You know, they're very big into community and the local, supporting the local economy. It's just...
Okay.
You know.
I mean, I can respect that. How do you think they feel about cloning cows?
See, now we're back on the This American Life thing, where I feel like the guy that, like, cloned his prize steed was in Texas.
Oh, man. Why did he clone his prize steed? Did it die and he missed it?
Yeah, it was, like, his grand prize cow. He said it was all sweet and innocent, and then they cloned this new one, and I feel like within a year it had gored him.
Holy moly.
And it was just like...
Did he die?
No! He never... Well, at least as far as the documentary episode went, he didn't die. But I feel like his wife was like, Harold, you fucking idiot. You can't keep having this cow. It's not the same cow.
Sounds like a smart wife.
She might have been an idiot, too. It might have just been, like, everyone else in their life that was like, this is not the same cow. This cow has tried to kill you four times.
Do you think it's, like... Because I remember I watched a movie where they cloned a thing. They were like, oh, we can bring back the dead, be cloning them, or whatever.
Was it Jurassic Park?
No. It was way worse. It was way, 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 way worse. So they cloned a dog, they brought it back. The dog was just evil and watched people in their sleep and would attack them. It was, like, so not the dog that it was when it was alive. And so maybe, like Jurassic Park, because they cloned all those dinosaurs.
They were very nice.
Yeah, the original dinosaurs were super chill. But since they cloned them, they're a bunch of dicks.
Oh my god. We need to...
This is a theory we're formulating here.
We need to work with some...
We should go clone something.
Okay.
Let's go clone something super nice, and then if its clone turns out to be a dick, that will enforce our theory. I guess it's a hypothesis. It's not a theory yet.
So it's not Phoebe Wiener's.
No, that'd be bad. That would be probably not the best move on our part.
Maybe a clone of her would, like, you know, when you hit the end of the bites and it just rolls over.
Oh, so
she'll hit the bad and then roll over to good.
So I think we should clone Boo, because Boo is, like, such a sweet, good dog. And then we could find something that's just super, super bad and clone it.
So Phoebe.
And if that turns out to be good, then we're like, wow, we can fix a lot of problems with this. We just find bad people, clone them.
And what do we do with the bad people? Just throw them into a pit and let them...
I don't endorse murder. We could give them a new life on a secluded island where they can't impact anyone else's life.
I feel like that's probably a movie, too.
Do you think so?
There's gotta be a movie about that. Like, Australia. Isn't there a movie called Australia?
There is a movie starring from Australia, like
Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman.
People from Australia, yeah.
Where they're like trapped on the island. They're a bunch of convicts and they're trapped on the island and they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna murder you."
Yeah,
I guess. Good eye. Crocodile punch.
Crocodile punch. Oh man.
Barracuda jam.
I don't know. Kangaroo what kind of... kick. Spider slap.
Wallaby. Chlamydia.
What?
Is it?
Wallaby wallop.
No, it's koalas.
Cool. They have chlamydia?
Yes. It's either chlamydia or gonorrhea or syphilis. I think it's syphilis.
How do they get it?
I don't know. Sex?
Unsafe sex. How are they still alive? Doesn't syphilis kill you?
I mean, over several years.
Oh.
That's what killed maybe that's that why one they don't... mobster.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why they don't live very long. It's because they die from syphilis.
Maybe. Or maybe koalas could live longer.
If they had safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
Or saw their OBGYN.
Yeah. So if you want to be an OBGYN, good market in Australia.
Yeah, apparently so. What were we talking about before this? Oh, cloning, putting the bad people on an island where they can hang out with each other, basically making a new Australia, which, would that be so bad? Australia seems pretty great.
I mean, we did get Thor from it.
Yeah.
And then we got two of his brothers. There's the one that's dating Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
They got married or something.
Oh, yeah, good for them. Congratulations.
And then there's the other one that's in Westworld.
Oh, I didn't know you had two siblings. That's exciting. You know what, though? I would love to find a way to make another New Zealand, because I'm far more fond of the people that come out of New Zealand than I am probably anywhere else in the world.
I haven't really met that many people from New Zealand. I mean, I've watched Flight of the Conchords,
right, so don't get me wrong. Right.
And then, I guess, Cedar the Warrior Princess is also from New Zealand.
Is it really? That's fantastic.
I thought so, because she was in Flight of the Conchords... I thought as a nod to being a Kiwi.
She's a Kiwi too? Wow, this is fantastic. Look at this whole new world of opportunities. But, since New Zealand is good, if we clone it, its clone will be bad.
Yep.
Hmm. Conundrum.
Well, I guess New Zealand's just gonna have to stay pretty.
It's gonna have to stay nice. Maybe we should just clone America and then the America's clone would be good. Or are we far enough on the bad scale that
I think it would just come back. It would be slightly better. Maybe after, like, 7 iterations.
Oh, okay.
It would be okay.
Hmm. I don't know about that.
I don't think we have enough islands for that.
We might. We might not. I'm not sure.
I mean, apparently we're making more.
We are? Out of trash?
Yes, there's trash.
We could put the trash people on trash islands. That would be fitting, wouldn't it?
And then we can make reality TV shows.
Trash Island.
It's just Jersey Shore on an island of trash. Right on the news.
That'd be perfect. Think of all the money we'd make. Then we could build... Then we could clean up the ocean. That'd be cool. I was actually looking at secluded islands on Google Maps today because that's how I choose to use my time. And there are an impressive amount, which probably is a very inane statement, but quite much more than I thought there were on the ocean.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of islands, but a lot of them have killer snakes on them.
Oh, really?
There's some island in South America, or maybe it's off the coast of Africa. My ignorance of geography goes with the equator.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere hot, and there's, like, an entire island that's just filled with poisonous snakes.
How did they all not die?
I guess they keep eating each other.
Okay, that's interesting.
And then there was that island with the crabs on planet Earth, where we were going over there and bringing ants, and now the ants are killing all the crabs.
Oh, that's right, that episode made me sad.
Does any episode of planet Earth not make you sad?
There's a few of them that don't make me sad.
There's the polar bear one.
That one's depressing.
Sad.
The one with the baby, like, sperm whale or whatever that the killer whales just play with and don't even eat.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I've heard of it.
It's just hard to watch. I mean, I get that it's nature, but killer whales are fucking jerks. Oh, I dropped the F-bomb. Whoops.
I already dropped it. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Now we're at 2 F-bombs.
2 F-bombs.
Fortunately, when I submitted the show the first time and it got rejected, the second time I flipped the explicit content.
Oh, and then we got it?
I don't know.
Oh. Just went into the ether.
We're just talking into the ether.
I hope it goes to an alien somewhere in the world.
Put it on a gold disc. Oh, there's a bug!
Oh, wow.
Oh, it went in the closet.
That's a good place for a bug to be. It's gonna be super confused.
Yep, and then...
if it isn't already.
One day. I'm going to pull out a shirt and be like,
Find its exoskeleton attached to the sleeve.
There's a dead mosquito hawk on here.
You probably won't even notice it. You'll just be like, no, I'm putting on a shirt now, and it'll just fall off onto the floor, and then Phoebe will come along and eat it.
Or, what will probably really happen is, like, I'm trying to impress someone.
Who?
I don't know, the only thing I can think of is a job interview, which at this point, I don't care. I don't know, like, let's say I was meeting Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I think I would want to be somewhat well-clothed.
Do you think, like, how important is that for Ellen DeGeneres, though?
I mean, I think I would just at least get a shirt without a stain on it.
Okay, that's fair. I think that's a fair threshold.
I think it's your heart that matters to her.
Oh, yeah.
And your dancing skills. Or at least your willingness to dance. Yeah. Maybe you're not good at it, but you're willing.
Yeah.
I think that's what matters to her the most.
So a shirt with no stain on it, you put it on and there's just...
like, I go to meet her.
Uh-huh.
And I shake her hand, and then I'm like, oh, free bagels! And I go and I turn to the bagel table.
Wait, why are the bagels there? Where do they come from? Where are you meeting her?
I'm assuming at her studio.
Oh, okay.
To do an interview with me, because I'm a famous podcast celebrity.
Right.
And we're promoting invertebrates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And why you should not clone
invertebrates.
Good people.
Or bad people.
Or should clone.
We're not sure yet, but maybe you shouldn't clone anything.
Yeah, it's all theory. But, so I'm turning around to get these bagels.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still looking over at me, mm-hmm. who's now mm-hmm. rotated. And on the back of my shirt is just this crusty, mummified bug with his little legs just like, bah!
Yeah, like sticking in the air.
Yeah, and, I mean, I don't know what... how she would take that.
Do you think she'd notice?
I think she's probably got good eyesight. I mean, she eats very healthy.
Yeah. That doesn't always guarantee good eyesight.
And she's a celebrity.
Though. Yeah. So that means she's got good eyesight.
Yeah.
She'd probably, like, crack some lighthearted joke if she saw it. Probably wouldn't judge you too harshly. Or she'd pick it off without you, like, trying to tell you about it, maybe. Cause the least
yeah, like, she'd go rub like, my shoulder, and I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah, like, rub it into your
we're
sweater.
We're best friends.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm getting this bug off of you. you poor peon.
Yeah, she'd, like, try to distract you and then flick it off your shoulder or something like that.
Yeah.
Play it off. I think Ellen would be the great kind of person to have a dead bug's body attached to your clothing, because I think she would, like, look out for you.
Yeah. Or she'd play a trick on you.
Mm.
Either way, I'm okay with it.
I once had a nightmare that I met Tina Fey, and I was so excited to see her because I really am a big fan of hers, but I didn't know what to say, so I just said, Tina Fey, and, like, doing the robot like this, like, rocking back and forth saying, Tina Fey, like, over and over and over again. And she just fucking got out of there.
I think she would do that in real life, too.
Anyone should. That's a terrible thing to say to someone when you meet them for the first time.
She'd be like,
Tina Fey.
Okay, nice to meet you. Bye.
She didn't even say that. She was just like, I'm out. Like, laughed nervously and backed away slowly, which is what a normal person would do.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if anyone walked up to me and started saying my name over and over again like the robot.
And then she'd be in an interview,
mm-hmm.
and she'd be like, Tina Fey. And I'm just standing there like, who is this crazy person? Uh-huh. So I just booked it. I turned right around and was like, nope, out of there.
And that was when I was most afraid for my life. Mm-hmm. At least I'd go down in history for that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'd post that video on social media.
Well, my heart was in the right place.
It was. But I think many fans' hearts are in the right place. And you just really shouldn't meet your favorite celebrities, I think.
Yeah. It'd probably just be disappointing in the end, don't you think?
Yeah. Speaking of celebrities, I did meet Vincent Rodriguez, who...
Who's that?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows who he is, but he's Josh Chan in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah! Okay.
He was super sweet.
Aww.
He was...
Wait, where did you meet him?
I went to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend concert that was here.
Oh, okay, I almost asked a really dumb question. Yes, please continue. Yes, of course he was there, because of how he was at the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, it was at Revolution Hall, so, you know, it's open seating, and so I got there, like, 15 minutes before door opening, and it was still a line, it was the longest line I had seen, going, like, all the way down the stairs and wrapping around, and I was just like, what the fuck, I thought it was robots that bought all these tickets, but it's actually human beings! And I made it in, so I was just sitting there by myself for an hour because nobody else got tickets, and so I went outside to do something, and there was a line, and it was like, everyone was like, oh my god, Josh Chan is taking pictures, oh, he's so hot, blah blah blah, and so I was like, alright, I'm gonna stand in this line and take a selfie, so I did, and we did, like, squinty faces, and he was just very nice. I thought it was kind of funny. I didn't realize that he's gay. But I felt like all these ladies were, like, swooning over him.
Oh.
And when they started the show, like, Rachel Bloom mentioned it several times. And I was like, ah, all these ladies' hearts are shattered. It's wonderful. No. But, yeah, he was very, like, down to earth. And, like, he felt like Josh Chan, where he's, like, just super... happy.
Aww.
So.
Josh Chan.
But that whole cast, like, everyone that was there, like, you could feel the heart.
Their heart?
Somewhat.
The heart of, like, the show?
The heart of the show. Okay. Which is them. It's their hearts.
Beating as one.
There was a, oh god. Why do I always forget his name? The Mustache Man.
I've only seen, like, 2 episodes of that show, so I don't really remember everybody.
You need to watch it. White Feather. What is his first name? Whatever. Can't even...
Lawyer guy?
Yes! He was singing the Getting By song, which you may not have heard. But he was saying, like, they did a show the night before, and someone would come up to him and said that was how she came out to her family, was by playing that song. And so they sang that song, and then he, like, did this skip and was like, Angela, or whatever her name was, and Rachel Bloom was like, what? It's like, that was the girl, that was the woman who came up and told me. I was like, ah.
That's nice. That sounds like a fun time.
It was. Yeah, it was crazy because I thought it was bots, and then it turns out, like, there was a woman in front of me that was from... Idaho that had driven all the way over here. So it was just crazy fans.
This was the closest concert for her to see. It was in Portland, Oregon from Idaho.
Yeah, so they went to California, and then I think Portland, Seattle, and then I want to say they flew to, like, Chicago, and then they did the East Coast. So
the person must have been from Southern Idaho, because I feel like...
It was Boise.
Oh, yeah.
I was eavesdropping. I didn't talk to her, but I was eavesdropping.
All right. Well, okay, Boise. Is that Southern Idaho?
That's kind of like Southern Idaho, right? Middle Idaho, I think. I mean, I drive through it when I go down to Utah.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered how long Idaho is, and the answer is it's super long.
It's very long.
It's super duper long.
It's got that weird handle up at the top.
It's like a state and a half, really.
I don't actually consider that top part.
Anything?
It's like backwoods.
It's pretty backwoodsy.
It's like the border between Wyoming and Washington because they hate each other so much.
Wyoming?
Is it Montana?
Montana and Washington.
Okay, Montana and Washington.
Yeah.
And they're like, I hate you.
Do they hate each other?
Yes, that's why Idaho was like, it's okay, we'll build a border.
Oh. My parents have a cabin on the panhandle of Idaho, and it is totally backwoodsy. I mean, it's beautiful, of course, but most backwoodsy places are beautiful. But it's
backwoods are beautiful, except for the people.
Yeah, everything else about it is very backwoodsy. It's like very...
Cabin in the Woods.
Trump.
Like the...
Yeah, like very, that, like, the creepy make America great again.
Yeah.
Propaganda kind of stuff.
I had a thought about that propaganda.
Was it throwing it violently in your head?
No, it was, I don't remember. I wish I did. It was something about ways to trick them into thinking, like, fake news, like, believing some fake news.
Oh.
But it's not worth it. Fake news sucks, so.
Alas.
Well. Seems like a good place to stop.
I guess a good place is any.
End on a low note.
We depressed the shit out of all of our listeners. We talked about some nice things. Remember that time we talked about evil clones?
Yeah, you know, actually that did remind me of something I was going to talk about.
Mm.
Which is when you're in a group setting
mm-hmm.
and you realize someone's fly is down.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell them?
I'd probably try to make a pun. Pun is about flies.
Oh, okay.
And hope that they catch on. And then when that didn't work, I would write them a note and slide it over to them when no one was looking.
But you're, like, standing in a circle together.
Oh. I think I would just let it happen.
Like, let their fly be down? Or yeah. Or, like, you would tell them?
I'd just let their fly be down. I mean, I'm assuming they've got underwear on. It's, like, not really a big deal.
I don't know. I don't ever really inspect.
Oh, okay. I might, like, look once, and then I'll be, like, look again, because I won't believe that the fly's down, and I have to confirm. And usually by the second look, you're like, okay, yes, they're wearing something. But, two, who doesn't wear underwear? Like, is that a thing? Is that really a thing? That sounds uncomfortable.
There was one day where I biked into work with my bike shorts, and
oh, I opened my backpack. I remember that.
I was like, I don't have any underwear.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, yes, because I felt so uncomfortable that I feel like I messaged you and Shab and was like, I don't have any underwear. I just
didn't know how to help you in that situation. I guess you could have always, like, went and bought underwear.
I could have done that, I guess.
If it was, like, truly
but then they'd be,
you.
Like, unwashed.
Yeah, but I mean, no one tries on underwear.
I don't think that's true.
You buy the packaged kind, then it's definitely no one's tried that.
That's true. I recall being in a stand-up once where someone's fly was down.
Was it mine?
No.
Oh.
But I can't remember if I just said...
I think you would have just told me.
Your fly's down. Or if I messaged them afterwards.
I feel like, depending on the day, you could go either way.
Yeah. Well, it's because, depending on the day in my head, it's like, it's a safe space. And you're just sitting there with your fly down.
Right.
Wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah,
Would you want to continue standing there with your fly down?
I'm not sure.
Where more people would notice, as opposed to, yeah, everyone knows your fly was down, but you're, like, automatically, like, zoop.
Why do you think having fly down is embarrassing?
I think maybe it's because people used to not wear underwear and it was an issue.
Okay. When did people not wear underwear?
I don't know, probably when you used magazines and newspaper for toilet paper.
Ooh,
that like before awful. Marketing advertised underwear.
Because, like, if my fly is down and someone tells me, I'm honestly not embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, it's a zipper I didn't zip. Who cares? You know? To me, it's the same as, like, oh, your shoelace is untied.
One time... Actually, my shoelace being untied annoys me because I usually know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just walking, and I'm like, I'll take care of it later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a child. I'm not going to slip on it.
Yeah, like, give me a break.
But one time, I got off the bus to go to work, and I was walking past Big Pink, mm-hmm. and I just heard someone go, your fly's down. And I was walking with someone, and then I was like, I think that street lady was talking to me. And I looked down, and I was like, damn it!
I appreciate that she is so straightforward. And just like, your fly's down.
And she just kept just on like, walking.
She was your fly angel.
She was.
Your pants angel.
Where was she?
Your guardian angel of pants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only other time I could think about my fly being down in a public setting was when I was at improv one night.
Because
once again, I was changing out of my bike shorts and I just pulled my pants on and like went.
Yeah.
And we were like doing this circle thing where we copy and paste and move around. And I just had this feeling like when I moved to this next person and I like got in my spot and I looked down and was like, all right, zipping that up. But there have been times where other people's flies have been down and I'm like, like, if we were in an improv scene, I feel like I could just be like, your fly's down. And you could either pretend like your fly was down, or you could just...
zip it up.
Yeah. So. But, real life social situations... I mean, it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
They might be really embarrassed by it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And you don't want to embarrass them.
No. Unless I hate them.
Unless you hate them, then yeah. I mean, broadcast into the world that their fly's down.
Take an Instagram photo and...
Put it on Instagram, yeah. You could start... Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna go down that road.
You could clone their fly
and
make one zipped up.
Yeah.
That's why you weren't going to say that, because it's a stupid idea.
Nope, there's definitely something else, and I'm just not gonna say it all.
Photoshop a dick.
Nope.
Photoshop a vagina.
Nope.
Photoshop a shuck of corn. Pop it out.
No, that's a great... I like that idea, though.
Corn shucks of Instagram.
Oh, that would be nice. More like... I was trying to think of a pun, like, is that a corn on the cob, or are you just happy to see me? But that's not a very good pun.
It's not really a pun.
Nope, it sure isn't.
Okay. I think this is the time where we edit.
This is probably a good time.
Alright. So, Clone Wars...
Wait, why are we talking about Clone Wars?
Because we need to prove this theory. So, there was... Boba Fett was a clone.
Okay.
Of some dude, right? No, it was the son.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going based off of... I saw episode 2.
Okay.
Like, 16 years ago?
It's pretty old, yeah.
Yeah. But there was, like, the little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad had the helmet and got killed.
Okay.
And then Boba Fett became Boba Fett.
The Boba Fett, right.
But, I mean, I guess that dad was bad, and then all of the clones were based off of him.
All the clones of Boba Fett?
No, Boba Fett's dad, I think.
Okay.
So maybe that one's a wash. I don't know. This isn't a great argument.
They cloned all the stormtroopers, right?
I thought they were all clones of the dad of Boba Fett.
I actually don't know. I saw episode 2. I have no idea. I saw episode 2. I don't remember anything about it.
Obi-Wan went to a planet.
Okay.
It had a dock. And the planet was like all ocean.
Okay.
And then Anakin and Padme were like... hiding somewhere else.
Probably doing it.
Well, no, Padme was like, no, we can't do it. You're too young. And he was like, but I love you. And then they rolled around in some grass and then they made out.
And then they did it.
Yeah, then they did it. There was Jar Jar.
Who could forget?
I did. I don't know what he did in that movie. And then that was Star Wars episode 2.
You didn't say anything about clones in that recap.
Well, okay, so Obi-Wan went to that planet and was like, maybe, I thought there were clones here. And they were like, how did you know? He was like, espionage. And then he killed Boba Fett's dad. And then Boba Fett was like, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. That's it? How did they clone his dad?
That was the whole movie. How did they kill his dad with a lightsaber?
No, how did they clone his dad?
They took DNA samples. But...
So made a shit ton of clones?
Yeah.
Why that guy?
I don't know.
This doesn't make any sense.
He was handsome?
Mm.
I think he was handsome.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't even know what Boba Fett looks like. All I know is that helmet. Mysterious helmet.